on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, broadcasting live on the patio of the Hacienda Inn in Prescott, Arizona, right off Gurley Street. If you're in around or you've got a question, just we've got have an extra headset and microphone here for you, or you can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
I feel like the plants you were talking about in the landscape and garden hour.
You jack it on, jack it off, jack it on, jack it off. The clouds come, it gets cold. The sun comes out, it's hot.
I tell you what, in the shade, it's just right there at that comfort level. Just a little light jacket is nice. But, boy, the sun comes out, and you got to lose the jacket. So,
if you were walking, I think it would be fine. But sitting here still, it creeps. Yeah,
it does creep up on you. It just kind of wiggles down the back of your neck there. Here with Tom Riley of Renovations. And, Tom, what projects have you got going on right now? Just run through a list of the things that are in construction.
We have, we're doing a master bathroom. We're doing a kitchen. We're doing a whole house remodel. We're doing a major addition, a guest room. We put on top of a hotel garage. I'm looking at a hotel. That's why the word came to my mind. We're doing an outdoor thing that we're doing. We can talk about that sometime. It's old flagstone going out there and flagstone patios, an addition onto a kind of a reading room off of a master bedroom, and then kind of an enclosed yard with flagstone columns all the way around with steel in between.
And y'all do a lot more wood decks than we ever do down in the valley. When y'all do a wood deck, what's your material of choice?
A composite for the decking material itself and also for the handrail material.
Okay.
And then the underneath part we usually use just standard Doug fir, and we really paint it, really seal it up real good, paint it before we put the decking down on it.
And do you have a particular favorite of the composites?
No. There's three or four different types that are out there.
Trex is probably the most common one.
And Trex has almost become, it's the same kind of thing like drywall.
Yeah.
Drywall is actually a brand of gypsum wallboard.
Right.
Trex is a brand of a composite material for the deck. And we've had different experiences with Trex over the years. And, they had some troubles in the past, but they stood right up and they backed up their own stuff and would take care of that. But there are others that are out there that have different systems that go in them. And quite frankly, what makes the decision is the color variations.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll sit down and say, what color do you want in your yard or should you have in this area? And we try to match the pavers that are sometimes in the yard and that kind of a thing with decking. And so the color is more of a which brand I choose rather than the brand itself, because they're all fairly similar. I'm sure they're all turning right now. You can visit me on Tuesday morning and let me know how the cow eats the cabbage.
How they really are different. But Trex was really, I think, one of the very first in it. I've actually been to their manufacturing plant in Olive Branch, Mississippi, and came there. It's recycled milk jugs primarily. It's a plastic-based product mixed with sawdust and glue and binder, and it's intended to be as close to a maintenance-free deck because. I mean, we had a couple choices for a long time. You had Doug fir, then or redwood, and then you could go all heart redwood, or you could go cedar, and any one of those are going to be splintering and requiring maintenance in just a couple years.
Yeah, usually any wood product. Well, Doug fir is the last thing. Hem fir, Doug fir, those are the last things you want to use on your deck. Redwood is still a good material, lasts a good long time. Cedar. They're good materials that last a good long time. If you want them to keep their color, you have to be on them every year.
You do.
Oh, yeah, you do. And if you don't mind them graying, cedar gray, that kind of thing, then you can let it go for years before you put some oil on it just to keep it from drying out in this particular climate.
Oh, gosh, I've told people for years, look, it's going to take the first couple of years, you're going to want to hit it with a penetrating oil maybe two or three times a year those first few years and just get it saturated. Maybe if you're lucky, it'll eventually go to a twice-a-year application. But you drop down to once a year, and, the stuff's going to be coming apart on you in no time.
Yep, just I made the mistake of building my barn out of wood.
And needing some maintenance right now, is it?
It sure is.
Well, the back to the composites, one of the reasons it is most it has become so popular is because it doesn't splinter. And boy, there's nothing worse than going out on a back patio or a deck and having to worry about picking up splinters in the bottom of your feet or, the end of your toe.
Yeah, exactly. It's you don't want that to happen. And with the Trex, the composite decking, it's really nice on your feet.
They've got it now where it's actually rolled in with a wood grain pattern to it, multi-layers of color, and it almost, to an untrained eye, can almost look like wood now.
Now, you had mentioned building it out of barn. I mean, horses love to chew the barn wood. Are you having that problem as well?
Uh-huh.
Dude, I'd be curious. Let's one that they're chewing, let's put a composite wood strip there just to see if that's something they'll gnaw on as well.
Well, I could do that. I've just decided what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to take the lower half of my barn, and I'm going to be using the corrugated metal on the lower half of the wall. And then on the upper half of the wall, it's just going to stay wood, probably painted. And if my wife is listening right now, she's going, when are you going to get to that?
Yeah.
But you're 2 weeks ahead of schedule,
She's over marking the calendar right now. Here visiting, broadcasting live from downtown Prescott with our friend Tom Riley of Renovations. You can certainly give us a ring. We've got another hour at 1-888-767-4348. Folks are probably out doing a lot of traveling around this particular weekend. You should. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be right back to cover more. Another hour of Rosie on the House.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.